Welcome to episode 307 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean, and I will be your host as we try and discover the most useful and interesting fact known to mankind. Like us on our new Daily Brainwave Facebook page to find this week's useful and interesting question and other content. Review us on iTunes, Stitcher, or however it is you find us, and contact the show via email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. Today we continue our look at utopias by visiting Thomas More's private island. Yesterday, in episode 306, I talked about the tumultuous world Thomas More lived in during the 1500s. If you haven't listened to it, I would recommend you listen to it before heading on to today's episode. The instability of his world scared him and his contemporaries. To bring order to this chaos, Thomas More wrote a book, Utopia. The name comes from the island of Utopia, a fictional landmass where Thomas More set up his little society. Now notice I do not call it an idealized society, simply a society. More on that in a moment. Certainly by our modern standards, we would consider More's utopia very backwards. Strict population controls were in place, for example. If your little city on the island of Utopia grew too big, the government came in and moved you around to another city so that things were kept even. And if the whole island's population grew too big, people were just flat out booted off the island. I wonder if this is where we got reality shows from. The utopian society was fairly communist, shared goods, agrarian-based, people didn't even own their own house. In fact, to keep people from getting too comfortable in their own house and start feeling ownership, every 10 years, families would get shuffled around into a new building or community. Just like that, up and move every 10 years. To emphasize that consumer goods held no power over Utopia, its citizens lined their toilets with gold rather than using it as currency or something of value. And jewelry was the domain of children, who put away their silly little trinkets as they grew up and out of the adornments. Despite the egalitarian facade of the utopia, slavery was not only accepted, but institutionalized. Every household had two slaves, and many of the laws of the land dealt out punishment that enslaved miscreant citizens. Commit adultery? You're a slave. Travel from community to community without papers? Slave. For this reason, it's tough to call Utopia an ideal society, at least by our modern standards. But even More's contemporaries in the 1500s, while they did buy up the book in droves, may or may not have taken the concept seriously. We aren't even sure that More thought his Utopia was a good idea. For example, he was a devout Catholic, and he actually prosecuted members of the Reformation as deviants. The remarkable tolerance of non-Christian religion on the island of Utopia is therefore kind of conspicuous to the observant reader. If he thought Catholicism was the ideal religion, wouldn't they all be Catholic? And the name itself, Utopia. Now this word has been absorbed into the English language as meaning an ideal society, a paradise, a perfect place to live in harmony. But that's not what Utopia actually means. Utopia comes from Greek, you, meaning not, and topos, meaning place. Utopia doesn't mean ideal place. It means no place. If Thomas More had thought his society should exist, why wouldn't he have picked a different name? Or maybe this is Thomas More's last laugh, his whole point. Utopia doesn't exist. It can't exist. Maybe it shouldn't exist. Yet we are happy to pontificate on an ideal society, what it should look like, build governments based around our notion of the ideal. Heck, people are even willing to fight and die over their concept of a perfect society. It's a lot of emotion, a lot of commitment, for something that is, in the end, only an idea. Thanks for tuning in to episode 307 of the Daily Brainwave. Make sure you hop onto our new Daily Brainwave Facebook page to join in our various discussions. Contact me at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com, and please review us on iTunes, Stitcher, or however it is you find us. And make sure you tune in tomorrow as we jump from literary utopias to real-world utopias to see what happens when people try to put these philosophies into practice.